With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. An absolutely horrible debate performance by President Biden last week, forcing lawmakers to grapple with a crisis that might affect the election, but much remains to be seen. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
At this point, the White House and campaign have said Joe Biden has no intention of dropping out of the race against Donald Trump. But Democrats are asking urgent questions about his age and capacity to be president. With each passing day, more and more Biden allies in the Democratic Party are openly questioning whether he should be on the ticket, and if not, then who? Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Biden today did meet with a number of governors at the White House. He also made calls to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Also at SRNnews.com, Florida Congressman Greg Stube says thousands of Americans could lose their jobs if Donald Trump doesn't win the election. He tells the Salem Media Group news program this week on the Hill, it's because Trump tax cuts will expire unless they're made permanent.
For every small business in America to get a 20% increase in their federal income tax, they're going to have to lay people off. They won't have a choice. They won't be able to expand. And you think we're in a bad economy now? We'll be in a horrible economy after that. If Trump doesn't win in November and the tax cuts don't stay permanent, there are going to be a lot of people that are going to lose jobs.
Court records show a Texas woman accused of trying to drown a three-year-old at an apartment complex pool after making racist remarks toward the child's mother. She's been rearrested. Her bond increased to $1 million. Police say the woman was very intoxicated and tried to drown the child after telling the child's mother she wasn't American. The mother said they are Palestinians. This is SRN News. Tractor Supply abandons the LGBT agenda.
The chain bills itself as America's largest rural lifestyle retailer, and it has finally decided to listen to its customers. Tractor Supply has issued a news release announcing it will no longer sponsor gay pride parades or be involved in LGBT voting campaigns, opting instead to, quote, represent the values of the communities and customers we serve. The company says its woke agenda sparked outrage amongst its patrons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates going to court trying to overturn Michigan's longtime ban on taxpayer-funded abortions for low-income residents. They argue the ban can't stand for voters after 2022 approved a sweeping constitutional amendment enshrining abortion. Suit was filed on behalf of YWCA Kalamazoo, which pays for abortions sought by women. This is SRN News. Federal wildlife managers plan to kill one species of an owl to save another.
U.S. wildlife officials are embracing a contentious plan to deploy trained marksmen into West Coast wilderness to kill almost a half million barred owls in the coming decades. The goal is to help spotted owls, which are being crowded out by the larger barred owls. Past efforts to save spotted owls focused on protecting their habitat, but the proliferation of barred owls in recent years is undermining that earlier work, threatening spotted owls with extinction. Rich Thomason reporting.
Two horses have been struck and killed after they ran onto a Los Angeles freeway. Authorities say a third horse was helped by other drivers to get onto the shoulder and avoid being hit. A spokesman says the horses likely came from a nearby ranch. One of the vehicle's occupants did suffer an injury. More details at SRNnews.com.